Okay, now let's see. I'm talking to Newton Wilson on Powell's Creek near Birch River. And, Newt, why don't you tell me on here where you're born?
I didn't hear what you say.
Where were you born, Newt?
Oh, in West Virginia over here at on Carpenter Fork.
On Carpenter Fork, that's Braxton County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was your father's name?
My father was Bob Wilson. He was a brother to lawyer Van Wilson, that died away.
What year were you born, Newt?
Huh?
What year were you born?
1918. I'm 91 years old. So March.
You were born in...
No, I was 99 on 8th of March, last March.
So you were born in 1898?
No, I was born 1918, I think, or somewhere along there. I forget now, I've got it wrote down, but I...
Okay, but if you're 91 years old, you must have been born... If you're 91 years old, you must have been born in 1897?
Well, somewhere like that, I just don't know. We never had much of a record at that time, and a lot of people didn't keep it. Didn't keep it.
And, what was your mother's name?
M.H.A. Wilson. She was a Barnett.
And, now you sing some songs.
Yeah, just first time.
Why don't you sing me one?
What one do you want to hear?
Well, I'd like to hear that, one about
Moonshine Seal.
Yeah.
Let me hold this in. Do you have to hold something down on it or not?
Yeah, I'll just hold right here.
Now, if you got it on to the record,
yeah.
I'll make it play loud enough so somebody else can hear it.
Okay.
You ready to hear it now? Mm-hmm. Come, all you moonshiners, if you want to hear about the kind of booze that you sell around here. Made a way back in the swampland hill where there's plenty of moonshine still. Oh, I don't give a darn for my maw and law and prohibition, I don't care at all. Made that rye, oats and corn and all bottled up in the barn. One drop will make a mouse whip a wild hog. A taste will make cats whip a bulldog. It'll make a toad spit in a black snake's face. Make a hard shell preacher fall from grace. I got bothered a bit on that. If I'd been holding that myself, I could have done better, but it don't make no difference. But anyway, the way you learn it, you'll try to do it that way. And miss it. Now, is there another thing you want to hear?
Yeah, something about Casey Jones.
Casey said just before he died, there's two more hogs that they wanted to ride. Well, the fireman said, what kind can they be? The Poland Sonny and the OIC. As Casey pulled up at the Reno Hill, tooted for the crossing with an awful thrill. And the fireman said, you'd better jump, cause these two locomotives are going to bump. There's a whole lot more of that. I'd have to just study it.
That's a good one. Newt, did your people sing any songs?
No, they never learned how to sing. Mm-hmm. None of them couldn't. Mm-hmm.
But now some of your people played music.
Huh?
Who was it that played the fiddle in your family?
That was Edmund. He lived not very far from up here. That was Edmund Wilson.
Uh-huh. And,
I'm his uncle.
Uh-huh.
Edmund's uncle.
What tunes did he play?
Oh, anything. Didn't matter what it was.
He's playing.
That there Jackie, somebody that used to play up there at Urbacon and was champion for a long time.
McElwain?
Yeah, I believe in McElwain. And Edwin got, first time my brother's working up on the river and he traded for a fiddle. And he brought it down and he had two boys about the same size. And I said, whoever can tune that up and play it, it belongs to him. Ellis said, no, I let Ellis try it first. He said, I know that's going to be my fiddle. Ellis tried and said, by gosh, I can't do it. Edwin, he sung and played it. Never played one before. And he got up and he played, had the fiddles up there, yes.
So he got his fiddle from Uncle Jack McElwain?
No, he got the fiddle, he played up, he beat Jack Wayne in a some kind of showdown or a contest or something one time.
Where was that?
He lived almost in Derbyck in there.
Yeah, where was the contest he beat him?
No, it wasn't just agreement between the two. I can play as good as he can, or I can beat him. Just so you know how that goes, something like that.
Did you ever hear of McElwain fiddle?
Who?
Jack McElwain.
I might have heard on the radio or something, but I never heard him. I don't know him.
Uh-huh. Who was the best fiddle player you ever heard?
Neither one. No, I believe Edmund.
Yeah.
They hand her down to him up here. Yeah. Well.
Did you have another old song for me?
Kind of a church song or something like that.
Anything?
I'll think of something just in a minute.
Okay.
I'll sing him a verse of an older song that I know of, okay. As old as I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When I shall cross over the dark rolling tide, oh, what a glad meeting 'twill be, for close by the beautiful pearly white gates, my loved ones are waiting for me. They're waiting for me. They're waiting for me. Oh, what a glad meeting 'twill be. Waiting for me. They're waiting for me. My loved ones are waiting for me. Hey, dear loving mother, now it's on the shore to clasp me against to her breast. She left this world shouting the praises of God. By angels was carried to rest. Now, there's a whole lot more to that. That's all I have. That's the oldest song I know.
Is that your mother's song?
How?
Is that your mother?
See if you can play it back there.
Okay.
You run it back up. You run it back again.
Yeah. Now you were born on Carpenter's Fork.
Yeah.
And where all did you
Well, about a mile up what they call the Christ Mountain Road.
Mm-hmm. Where all have you lived in your life?
Huh?
Where all have you lived in your life? You said something about being in New York and Kentucky.
Oh, I lived at Elkins and I lived in Akron, Ohio. And I lived several places around here in West Virginia, in this county.
Did you, did you follow work to these other places? Or
huh?
What caused you to go to Akron?
Oh, there was work there then.
Yeah,
there's work there then.
Uh-huh. Now, and you say you've been in New York?
Yeah.
Did you work in New York, too?
No, I never worked in... I did. I worked in the Akron Tar and Rubber Company. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, how'd you get on this, making these toys?
Oh, I didn't have nothing to do then. I just made something one time and it kind of tilted over, you know, and it gave me an idea, and I kept on fixing it. I was about a year making this.
And the idea is all yours?
Huh?
And the idea is yours? You had the idea to make it?
Yeah, I can just one piece at a time, yeah. I made it, that's the way I made it. This is going to be pretty. I'm going to put pretty paint on it. This thing down here, it works automatically here. Why don't you fix this? This don't ain't working yet. You see, this ain't working yet. Now that's something you want to see.
Yeah, I want to see that.
See, I'm just fixing this. I seen that was going to be too little and there was no count. And I just quit it. And I made this most of last night and glued it. Ain't a nail in nowhere. You can just throw it down in anywhere and it won't hurt nothing. That you'd work with. If I'd have just had a little more time, I'd have had that bird on there. Now, that'll make you laugh. I'll have to temporary. I'm going to make this in a hurry. And just temporary, and I want you to. When I get the real thing made, I want you to see it. I'll probably sell this and tell you for a little something.
Okay.
Yeah, I see now. It sure works, you see. You can work it by hand. I have a key on it. If they sing here, I'll leave it so you can work it by hand if you want to. That's very. Now, this is covered up. You can't see nothing down in here when it's done. Only thing you can see will be this here part right here. That's about all I'm going to show you right now, of course.
Yeah.
I ain't fashioned it yet. Nothing ain't been fashioned. about when you're coming back? Just give me some idea now about it. I can leave it like it is. It doesn't matter. Ain't nobody knows nothing about it. Nobody. This ain't done yet. It ain't done. This works. This thing here works this whole thing here. It's glued down to that, but whenever I get it done, all you have to do is put it, well, I've got it made somewhere, but you put glue it right on here, and you push that, and that thing works up there itself. Whenever this is done, this you can't see down in there.
Uh-huh.
You can't see what, but everything's on top of this where you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pick them up when you come back.
Okay. You say Edmonds used to sing it?
I was going down the road and the road was awful muddy. I was so drunk that I couldn't walk steady. I was so drunk that I couldn't walk steady. I catched my foot on something and fell down. I could have went a little further. That's just a joke, you know. No, it's a show and he told me. Casey Jones, Casey said just before he died, there's two more hogs that he wanted to ride. Well, the farmer said, what kind can it be? The pole and shiny and the OIC. That's about all the kind of hogs there was then. I reckon it had a name for them. A lot of kids will laugh at that, you know. That's about all I can think of this time. But I've been thinking about you coming. I've got stuff you'll laugh a little sore. You hear it? But you, right when I ain't expecting somebody, that's a little different.
Yeah. Did you ever see one of these things they call a dulcimer?
Yeah, I made them.
You did?
Yeah, I can make them.
When, did you ever make one?
Huh?
Did you ever make one?
Yeah, I made four or five.
When?
I've traded them all off.
Years ago?
No, not too awful long ago. Yeah, I can make them.
Huh. Did you play them?
Huh?
Did you ever play them?
Yeah, I played.
And where did you learn to make them?
No, I never learned to play them.
Where did you learn to make them?
Right over here at Little Birch.
From who?
Huh?
From who? What did you use for a pattern?
Oh, you just get the same kind of stuff if you're going to make anything wood. They're completely flat on top and on the bottom both. The bottom and the top look pretty exactly the same. And the strings are right on that top one there. You can kind of lay them down this and play them like this.
And did you ever know anybody else who made them?
I never heard of anybody else making one.
Or how did you get the idea to make one?
I just seen a picture in the book. I had a book and had all kind of stuff in it. And I'll tell you something else you're going to be fooled on. I make grandpa clocks.
Grandpa clocks? Huh.
They work the part. I make a good one. I don't make no cheap ones. They work, they cost about $49 or $50. But if you make a pretty one, they'll cost more than that. If you, a bim-bam will cost, just the works will cost about $75 or $80. With that cheap, I went down here to Brown's and got a lumber and made the case. You couldn't buy a case and call it $700. Yeah. I ain't had no place to work, or I had been doing something like that, but I ain't no place to work. Yeah, I've been an old rounder.
You've been an old rounder?
Yeah, I went and sung for big meetings, special songs.
Is that right?
Yeah, I sung right up here for Brother Helper up around up here at what the place they call Mays, just before you go to top of the hill. Bobby Harvey preached up. They have a big meeting up there. I go up there and sing for them up there. Sing for myself. I don't sing with nobody. But they have books, and I look in these old books for these songs, you know. Well, after I see them once, I don't need them. I can lay this book down. And I know it, but the most of them, I ain't seen them for so long. They're just sort of got behind a little bit.
Can you sing The Wayfaring Stranger?
Yeah.
The Wayfaring Stranger?
No, that's a kind of off the road song.
It's a what?
It's a kind of a blues, ain't it?
No, I was thinking The Wayfaring Pilgrim.
I
am a poor wayfaring stranger. That one?
I don't believe I ever heard that. I thought I'd heard everything, but I don't believe I have.
You want to sing me another one?
I know some good songs. Think of something was in that other nice song. What was it? Well, Holly, what was it? Oh. Was it When I Shall Cross Over the Dark Journey? That was on one, let me see. Well, I would sing a line of Don't You Want to Go? No, I say that one. Well, we used to. Don't you want to go to that happy home on high, where the good shall meet, yes, meet you part no more. Give up all for Jesus, and soon we'll close the gate. Mother now is waiting, don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? While we plead and pray, make a start today. Jesus bids you come to that happy home. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? There's a whole lot of it, but I can't think of it.
That's a good one.
Them old, I know all them old songs, but they don't come to your mind, especially when somebody asks you now. That's a long ways, ain't it?
Did you ever hear a funny old song about old man, can I have your daughter?
Yeah.
Can you sing that?
I know of it, I know that tune. I don't know it. It don't start that way, old man, or something. There's another little thing to that there, something. But they sing it that way, actually, I think. I'll think of something just a little bit.
Okay. You think of one?
I was just thinking a little bit, I see. And looking around. I'll try to sing. It might be the same one that I did. So. Let me see. When I shall cross over the dark rolling tide, oh, what a glad meeting 'twill be. For close by the beautiful pearly white gates, my loved ones are waiting for me. They're waiting for me. They're waiting for me. Oh, what a glad meeting 'twill be. Waiting for me. They're waiting for me. My loved ones are waiting for me. A dear loving mother now waits on that shore to clasp me against her breast. She left this world shouting the praises of God. By angels was carried to rest. Ain't that part of one that I was just singing a while ago? Nothing else just didn't come to my mind.
That's a good one.
Well, somebody want to
remember when you made the first one of these toys?
No, dear, you don't know now.
Was it a long time ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago, I'd say.